This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Sweet silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song, with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, willing to hear. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, on hill and dale, telling their tales. Silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away.
We will throw cares away.
Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold.
Bringing cheer.
Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, o'er hill and dale, telling their tales.
Blessings to you all this Christmas day. May joy fill your hearts, and to the world may there be peace. A warm welcome to you all, whatever circumstances you find yourself in today, especially those of you who might be poorly at the moment, at home or in hospital at this festive time of the year. I hope that you enjoy our programme today and you're able to feel the calming presence of God all around you as you listen to an hour of Christmas carols and readings. May you also sense the joy and the hope the Christmas message brings. St. John shared his thoughts on the real nature of the Christ child, who he was, and how he came as a light to a dark world. And this next song from my Christmas album expresses all that. In the beginning, a medley.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning all things were made, and without Him nothing was made. In Him was life, light of all.
Christmas Day, of course, is a day of great excitement in the Christian year, second only to Easter Sunday, the day that Jesus was raised from the dead, which is why we opened our programme with the bells pealing out the good news in a song called Carol of the Bells by Pentatonix. God, our Heavenly Father, sent his Son to our world to be our Saviour, to rescue us from fear and darkness and death. This is the good news. Let's listen to one of the most joyful and best-loved Christmas carols with a happy recording from the soundtrack of The Christmas Carol. It's called Hark the Herald Angels Sing. From late November onwards on social media, we seem to be served a generous dose of Santa, reindeers, crackers, Jack Frost, flying snowmen, elves, and believe it or not, even Easter bunnies pop up into some Christmas films. So it's no wonder that there's some confusion about the real Christmas message. I read a poster once which said, without the word Christ in the word Christmas, we're just left with mess or mess. You see, Jesus is the real reason for the season. So let's just sit back and relax this morning and listen afresh to the story of the birth of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. First, we turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. It mentions a decree, a command, which was sent out by the occupying force of the day, the Romans, who ordered that everyone had to travel to their own hometown to register their names for tax purposes. In a census. Did you know that you can actually see a copy, an ancient copy of such an edict in the British Museum today? Had the Romans not given this order, then Mary's baby would have been born in Nazareth, and the prophecy would not have been fulfilled, which declared that Bethlehem was the place where the Messiah would be born. Before we listen to Luke's Gospel, we hear O Little Town of Bethlehem, sung by Alla Jones and Liebery.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee now. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in my dark sleep shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King.
St. Luke tells us, in those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. I love that moment when we put our Christmas decorations up and the lights are on and it's all dark. And you can sing a Christmas carol like this next one, Silent Night, sung by Josh Groban.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Our reading here sets the scene of Jesus' birth for us. There was no fine home for the Christ child to be born in, no comfortable inn, no cosy cot. He was born in a place that very few mothers would have chosen as fit for any baby to come into the world. You see, the city of Bethlehem was crowded out with people who had also come to their hometown for the census. I wonder if Mary and Joseph were fearful or perplexed to find themselves in a distant city far away from their hometown with no fixed place to call their own. Their journey would have been so difficult, with Mary so heavily pregnant and so near her delivery date. What might have been going through her mind on that journey? What prayers might she have been praying? Let's listen to Breath of Heaven, sung by Amy Grant.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and shown by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? Be with me now, be with me now. Help me be.
My husband and I once visited the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem, some years ago now, and we attended a talk there given by our guide. He was of the opinion that the area where we were sitting, by a skull-shaped rock, was the place of the skull, Golgotha, which is mentioned in the Bible, where Jesus was taken to be executed by crucifixion. He told us that executions would have taken place not far away next to the main trading routes, where passers-by would be given the clear message to obey Roman laws and not rebel or else. So I asked the guide, so if this is the place where Jesus died, exactly where do you think his cross would have been? Where were those main roads? Over there, he pointed, to the premises next door in the direction of the city. I looked and saw a filthy, unkept garage next to a road full of rubbish and rubble and tyres. And it all made complete sense to me. Here was an unhygienic, rather run-down place for Jesus' death. How much more the place of his birth, a common stable, a place no one would expect a king to be born. Yet it was a refuge and a shelter from harm. No one would expect him there.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the skies and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
That lovely version of Away in a Manger was sung there by Maddie Pryor. So what child was this, even though he was born in a humble stable, was able to touch the hearts of countless millions of people over time? From his humble beginnings, Jesus was one who would grow to identify himself with the lost and the lonely, the suffering and the poor. Everyone who loved and cared for him, all who visited him, must have wondered, what child is this? What will he turn out to be? I love this version of What Child Is This, sung by Fox and Hound.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping?
Helpless and hungry, lowly, afraid, wrapped in the chill of midwinter, comes now among us, born into poverty's embrace, new life for the world. Who is this who lives with the lonely, sharing their sorrows, knowing their hunger? This is Christ revealed to the world in the eyes of a child of the poor.
What child is this stranger here in our midst?
sun
looking
bare
for shelter among us.
Who angels greet with anthems
we see amidst the
shepherds,
the children of God. Who is this? Who lives with
us?
Sharing their sorrows, knowing their hunger. This is Christ revealed to the world in the eyes of the
babe,
the child of the poor. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him,
the King of kings. Salvation
brings
at
loving hearts
enthrone him.
So bring
the thirsty
who seek peace,
those with nothing to offer.
Strengthen
the feeble,
say to the frightened heart,
fear
not. Here is your God.
Verse 6 of Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, goes on to say, "While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them." What about Joseph? What was going through his mind as he helped to deliver and hold this precious child for the very first time in his hands? What was his prayer for his son? A group called Mercy Me have produced a beautiful Joseph's Lullaby.
Go to see my son, this manger for your bed. You have a long road before you. Father guard your heart, for now so you can sleep tonight. Go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can't wait for one. Just this moment, simply be my child.
Mm-hmm.
asleep, my son. And baby, close your eyes. Soon enough, you'll save the day. But for now, dear child of mine, oh my Jesus, sleep tight.
One Christmas carol stood out for me as a child, and it's still one of my favourites. Its last verse spoke of shepherds who offered the Christ child a lamb, of wise men too playing their part in bringing their gifts. But it also challenged me, what would I offer? What could I bring? And it's called In the Bleak Midwinter, sung here by the choir boys.
Snow, 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 snow.
Verse 8 goes on to say, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause a great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests.'" Here's the Wexford Carol sung by Alison Krauss with Yo-Yo Mama.
Good people, this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem upon that morn there was a blessed Messiah born. Near Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angels did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. "Prepare and go," the angel said, "to Bethlehem. Be not afraid, for there you'll find this happy sleep babe, sweet Jesus born. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went this babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold. Within a manger he was laid, and by his side the Virgin Maid, attending on the Lord of life, who came on earth to end all strife.
Great kings are born. The rich and famous are usually invited to attend. They bring expensive gifts to pay homage, always have done. But here God sent word of the birth of his son to rough, ordinary, everyday working folk, the Christ child's first guests. Verse 15 tells us, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. I love this next carol, "O Holy Night," sung by Celine Dion.
"O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long live the world in sin and till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Verse 17 says, "When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told." I'll say a little bit more about the shepherds next week, but let's listen first now to O Come All You Faithful, sung at the Royal Albert Hall in Songs of Praise, Big Sing. So let me now ask this question. What then is so special about this baby who is coming into the world? Well, the answer can be found threaded throughout all our readings and songs today, especially in the words of the angels who told the shepherds, "Unto you is born this day a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." This baby was no ordinary baby. He was the one Isaiah spoke about when he said, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. Selwyn Hughes, author of Everyday with Jesus series, describes how special this child Jesus was. He sums it up like this. Jesus came into the world through the natural process of birth. But he was not the product of the sexual union of Joseph and Mary. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. In one respect, he resembles us, but in another, he differs from us. While never ceasing to be what he always had been, true God, he became what he had never been before, true man. He finishes by adding, "There was a time when he became man, but never a time when he began to be God. He was a man from the manger, but God from all eternity." There you have it, in a nutshell, really. I hope that you've enjoyed this mix of traditional and contemporary Christmas music this morning, and the special message contained within them. Please tune in again next Sunday to hear more Christmas carols and more reflections on the birth of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. May I leave you this morning with a blessing. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you and those you love, now and forever. Amen. Have a truly wonderful day, everyone. And so it's goodbye from Andrew Ridgwick, my technician, and from me, Sheila Hamill. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye for now.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.